Well, welcome to the Fifth Dimensional Academy of Higher Consciousness. Today is August 16th, and I'm broadcasting from Sedona, Arizona. So we're here again, and that by itself to me is a miracle that we all happen to be here and we're able, our devices are working, you know, our computers, phones, internet is there, and in a very mysterious way, which it doesn't seem like it, because we're used to the repetition and we're used to things being there or things happening over and over again. So naturally the mind goes into this place of having this expectation of something is gonna be repeating itself, and we call it the norm. Like every day you get up, and you do your things, maybe you get in your car or you go to your, you drive a certain distance and you go to your coffee shop. Or then from there you go to work or you go to the gym to work out. So these are the places that the mind is expecting them to be there, and you go to them one at a time, do your thing, and you come back. And so naturally, it becomes a routine and a normal thing. But it's also possible that or with people around you, your family, friends, children, the loved ones, your partner, and they're there. But it happens, especially with humans, that somebody's not there anymore. One day you get up, and your partner, your friends, something has happened and they're not there anymore. So it kind of throws the mind off, makes you wonder and makes you question things, and as well as places. You know, you've been going to this coffee shop every day for past 15 years, and one day you go there and it's closed down or it's been demolished. It happens, right? So the mind gets into this mode and this rhythm that it's expecting or it's thinking that things are permanent and things are there all the time. And also consequently, you can say, I'm really bored of the same thing. But the reality of it is that every moment of life, it is a miracle. I mean, it's a miracle that we can just be here right now together and communicate with one another and see each other and have this conversation. As ordinary as it may seem, is because technology is making this available for us, which 20 years ago, we didn't have. Even 10 years ago, maybe it wasn't as easily available as it is today, okay? So when I look at it from this perspective, to me, wow, it's like it's a miracle. If you start looking at things from this perspective, you begin to see that every moment of life is a miracle. And miracles don't have to be that Moses comes and opens up the ocean so the Hebrew tribe can pass through it. It doesn't have to be like that. It could be very small miracles that happen, but they're happening. And if you open up your mind, open up your eyes and look, you will see that miracles happen to you on a daily basis, all the time. We're just not really aware of it because we kind of perceive it as an ordinary thing. So then we miss it. We take it for granted. And that can happen, that we can miss a lifetime of taking our life for granted and not really see the beauty of it and the significance, and not really see the miracles of every moment of how things unfolding and falling into places, including times that things falling apart and they're not going your way and you don't get what you want, or something you've really worked very hard for and to put it together, and all of a sudden you lose that, it fell apart. But that also is a part of the miracle of life. Things falling apart and you don't get what you want is a part of it. Because every door that closes, every time you hear a no, that's perfectly designed because you're going to hear a yes. Every door that closes, another door will open up. So actually doors shutting down on you, if you change your perspective, the way you look at things, you can start to see that it's actually a blessing that you heard a no. Somebody said, no, you can't have this, or no, you can't get the permits for whatever it is. You may try again, but let's say it's not really happening and it's not going your way. But then if you start seeing it, existence, the totality is telling you this is not for you right now, but don't worry, I have something else for you. So I'm going to give you something else. And this very fact that we're alive, you know, you get up and your body's functioning. I mean, I talked about this a little bit last week. Your body's functioning. You're thinking, your mind is clear. You can taste things. Every time you eat something, you're tasting it. You're just having some strawberries, you're having some berries, you're having a little piece of cake, you're having an orange juice, and you're tasting it. And the tastes are different. Some you like, some you don't like. But the fact that you can taste things, that's a miracle. And then colors, you're seeing things, different colors, the nature. You're able to go be in the nature and look at the blue water and the greenery and the sky and the clouds and the mountains, and you get to see flowers and you get to smell them and you get to look at them, and you can hear the birds and animals and the wind and everything, and you can absorb it, you can take it in. And that's a miracle too. Very simple thing. We take it for granted every day. We don't pay attention to it because we're so caught up in this mental process that we have. We're so much in our heads because we take this so seriously, or what is going on in our head, our mental process. Well, I didn't get this and I didn't get that, and I'm so worried about Donald Trump and what's going to happen to the world, and oh my God, the Muslim fundamentalists are da-da-da-da, and the Anunnaki, they may come and take over planet Earth, and we're going to run out of good fresh water, and our air is polluted, and our food is polluted. So the mental process of focusing on negative and all these things, and he didn't call me, and he didn't pay any attention to me, and she doesn't like me, and this thing is going on in our head. So we're so cut into this thing. We're so involved in this process on daily, on every moment of our lives, that we miss the very simple things of life. The miracle, you miss the miracle. The very fact, the miracle of that your hands are working. You can pick something up, you can pick this up. You can walk without falling down. You can go for a run. Oh my God, do you know what it takes to simply being able to go for a walk or go for a run? Do you know how much the entire existence is orchestrating everything that you can do? Very simple thing that we don't even think about it until we lose that ability. And when you lose that ability, then it comes to our attention and we start to notice it. Or even just very simple things, eating. So many people on this planet, they're having digestion problems. But eating something, you eat something and you digest it. You don't get bloated, you don't get a stomach ache, and we don't even think about it. You put something in your mouth and you start chewing it, and you're breaking it down, and you swallow it, and we don't even think about it. What goes into this machine, this body, how much intelligence is in it? This machine that works all the time, 24/7, it's on and it's working and it's processing things continuously, that you reside in it. We call it my body. It's 24/7 nonstop is working. It's processing things and it's at your service. And you use it to do things, to go places, to taste things, to look at things, to smell things. And this machine is calculating things. It's observing, it's projecting things, and it's at our disposal. And it's working. Most of the time it's working perfectly. Yeah, there's malfunctions. Something happened to it. But most of the time, most of our lives, we're using it and it's working. And we don't even think about it. That by itself is a miracle. It's a miracle of existence. What about these planets? What about every day turns to night? Every night turns to day? How is that being orchestrated? All these different seasons, they come and go. Clock, like a clockwork, you know, from winter turns to be spring, then it's summer, then it's fall, and tuck, 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 over and over again. Never one gets skipped. Everything is happening in a very masterful way. Who's orchestrating all of these things? How it's happening? It's just like unbelievable. But what if a mother giving birth to a child? Oh my God. Life is coming out of a woman. A new life is coming out. How complicated. All these different elements. So much stuff is happening. Who's behind it? There is an intelligence, very, very highly evolved intelligence, capable of handling all of these simultaneously. It's beyond my understanding. I can't understand it. I can't even imagine it. Of who is behind this, who's orchestrating it. It's just so vast. So it's important that we stop every once in a while and go spend some time in the nature and stop everything, drop everything, go back to the nature and simply be and kind of be with it and take it in and absorb it and spend time by ourselves. Away from the noise, from the media, from our own story, whatever is the story, and start to see the miracle of life. And it will just blow your mind away. When you take your time and you start diving into it, and you just go for a walk on the nature, and you're looking at all the details of everything in your surrounding, from the bugs, from the soil, from the worms, from the bacteria, from the birds and animals and everything, which is just playing with itself, this integration, this cycle of life and death, of how everything is being created and it's being destroyed and it's recreated and it just falls back into yourself itself and recycles itself and it's reborn. Who's behind all of this? Why is this happening? Then I come away from that, and then I come back into this other world, and then I go into my own mental process, and I get stuck into my own stuff, and then go into the world of worriness. People tell me about their anxiety, they're worried, they're nervous, they're worried about things. But, I mean, how can you be worried about life? If you start to see and look at how things are being orchestrated by the grand intelligence, or call it God, who's behind it, how this cycle of life and death has been here ever since, and is perfectly taking care of itself, and it's in perfect balance, then if you start to get a glimpse of it, then how can you be worried about anything? Because you start to see that the same intelligence that creates and destroys and recreates is the same intelligence that is also running through me and is the same intelligence that's responsible for my life as well, because I'm a part of this whole thing. Some intelligence is capable of, has given us the wisdom to create internet, to create these devices, is running the show. Same intelligence has brought us together, that we have found each other, and we're able to communicate with one another and to receive and to give and to share and this information. For some reason, we're attracted at this point, at this time in our lives, we're attracted to this teaching. We're attracted to be here because there's thousands of different teachers out there. There's thousands of different webinars available to you all the time, all kinds of things happening. But why are we attracted to one another? Why are we here out of everything else? Why do I resonate with this out of all these other teachings? And I, you know, there's a lot of teachings that actually is based on us, based on you working on your childhood issue, working on your past, digging into your past of what happened, your this happened with my daddy, this happened with my mom, you know, I've been abused, or my dad never paid any attention to me, I got shut down on this and I got shut down on that, I've been physically abused, I've been sexually abused. There's a lot of stuff about your past that you can go and work on. You can work on yourself regarding past issues. Yet this teaching doesn't talk about working on your past issues. This teaching is only talking about who is it that needs to work on their past issues and to eliminate that person, that thought of a person, that there is a person here, I am someone separated from totality, separated from life, and I need to work on my past issues. Or, so that's one way, or getting rid of this person, the idea of there's a person there that has issues, getting rid of the person. And in getting rid of that person, then what's there to work on? So there is a path you can go that many people do that, and they're very much attracted to it, that this path is basically like working with a psychologist or doing psychiatric work, is working on yourself and digging into past stuff. Means activating the mind, going into your past, and activating the mind, going to some stuff that happened when you were 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, 15, whatever, and sorting that out and working it out. But what it does, it just activates the mind. And then you come to this teaching, which is asking you, or is just suggesting, that simply don't think. If you don't think and you're in silence, then there is nothing to work on. So you can just look at it for yourself and see which one works for you better, or which one you're attracted to, or which one really pulls you. And that's what happened for me, basically. It was like when I go into this place and wanting to work on these things, it's like, oh my God, this can go forever and ever, and it will never end. Because the character, the person, the mental process of me being somebody, I'm a person, and I'm separated from the whole. I'm separated, so therefore I need to work on this character, to correct this person, this character. And then it just opened up this can of worms of going into this mental process of digging into the past and solving things. So now I'm in the world of the thoughts because I'm thinking about my past. But if I go beyond thoughts into silence, so I've come to this place of no mind and there's no thoughts, then if I have no thoughts, then where is my past? And whose past is that? What do I need to work on? Because there's no thoughts and there's no person. If you're silent and you're not thinking, you have come to silence, then where is your past? Where are you? Who are you then? And what is it you need to work on? If you're capable of going there. And if you come to this place, you go beyond your thinking mind and you go into this place beyond the mind and you come to silence and it's quiet. So you have gone beyond what appears to be a person, a character, someone with this mental process, someone who gets caught into this mental process that is going, somebody who gets caught into this radio station that is going blah, 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 blah. You know, you hear your mind going blah, 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 continuously. It's blah, blah, blah. And you believe it. You get caught into it and you believe that your thinking mind is who you are. And you get identified with it as the world. Majority of people on the planet are very much identified with their mental process. They think, they believe, whatever they're thinking is who they are. And then you get caught into this trap and then you start to suffer. And now you have a problem because you have to solve the problems in your mental process. But if you're able to go beyond that, beyond the mental process, if you're able to go beyond your thinking mind by recognizing that what is going on in your head, whatever you're thinking, is really not who you are. You're not the one who's thinking. Thoughts are happening continuously, but not to you. You're simply aware of thoughts, but you're not them. Then this past that you're thinking you have that needs correction, it also disappears. And you find yourself, you're free from it. And then what happens is that you find yourself more and more into here and now. And yeah, you have the eyes, you have the mind, you have the ears, you know, of course you're alive, but you are here. And in here, you begin to see the miracle of life. You begin to realize that, wow, what an experience that I am, and I'm here, and I have this body, and I can actually taste, experience, I can feel pain. Even feeling pain, it becomes a blessing. You start to realize that, wow, what an honor, what a miracle that I can also experience pain, even emotional pain. Even something happens, something has hurt me momentarily, and I can feel it. I can feel pain. Because I know people who've come to me and they shared with me that they can't feel. They can't feel. They're so numb that they can't feel. They can't feel pain. And you imagine that, wow, it would be really great if you can't feel pain. But it's not, because you can't feel. It sucks. And of course, you can't imagine that till that happens to you. And then, of course, after that, you're going to say, oh my God, I'm so happy that I can even I feel pain, because that makes you alive. That makes you being able to experience pleasure. Because if you cannot feel pain, then happiness and pleasure, it doesn't mean anything. You can't feel that either, because you have to have the contrast. You have to strive and go through hardship and build something to make something. You're making something in your life and you accomplish it to really enjoy the fruits of your accomplishment, because you tried and you worked hard to build it. And you know how much you worked hard, how hard you worked for accomplishing it. Now it's becoming pleasurable. Otherwise, it's meaningless. It has no meaning. And I don't believe that we come to this life to be numb. I don't believe that we incarnated in this life to be numb and not to feel. But I don't also believe that we came to this life to suffer and to spend a lifetime of mental process of trying to work things out regarding our past, always processing, always. I know I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of friends. I know a lot of people that they're always processing. They're always clearing. They're always working on something. It's exhausting. It's frustrating to be around them. because they're always processing. And it's like, look, can't you just sit down and have an ice cream and enjoy it and not worry about it, whether it's vegan or it's made out of, I don't know, animal flesh, or can you just enjoy it without mind fucking about it? Oh, it's not coming from fair trade. It's not da 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 da. This is not organic. Eat it and enjoy it. Enjoy life. Live. Don't be into this mental process all the time and miss the miracle of life, which is in this moment, and take it for granted as if it's going to be like this all the time. Those of you who've been around, you know that things don't stay the same. They change all the time. So you want to go for it while you can, when you can, and enjoy every moment of your life. Enjoy this existence. Enjoy this experience when you can, with the people you can, because the people around you, they're not going to be there forever. Moments change, situations change. So you want to go for it now. You want to enjoy it now. You want to do the things you want to do now, not postponing it to another time, and not going through this fear thing all the time, worrying about future. I have friends that they're continuously, every time I'm with them, what we're talking about is investments for the future. It's their retirement. It's 401k. It's putting money away for their children to go to college. It's always conversation about projection, about future security and future financial stuff. I'm not saying that you be careless and reckless. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about quit being so much into the future and quit being into the past. What about now, right now, this life? This one, are you responsible for the seasons to change? How much of your time during the day in your life do you spend into working with seasons to change? Are you in charge that day turns to night and night turns to day? You know, how much of this short life we have, we're here for whatever, 80 years, 90 years, 100 years, how much of your time you worry about, oh my God, I need to worry about today turns to the night. And I can't sleep tonight because I'm worried about, I need to be awake to make sure tonight turns to the day tomorrow. How much time do you put into that? Or thinking about the weather or weather change, or there's a storm coming and the sun is shining. Seasons changing. It's not really your business. So quit worrying about your life, because it's in good hands. If you're going to be worried, or if you're going to be really concerned about anything, okay, if that's the case, bring your concern of training yourself and learning how to live now and enjoy now, live now, whatever that is. You go make a smoothie, and you're making a smoothie. Be in your process of making your smoothie, and you're done, and you wash the blender, and you put things away. Come and sit down at your, whatever you're comfortable. You're holding your smoothie in your hand, and you're drinking it, and really enjoy it. Enjoy the smoothie when you're drinking it. Instead, you're on the phone, and you're talking to your mom, or you're talking to your best friend, and you're worried and you're complaining about your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, and then you're drinking your smoothie and you're not even tasting it, and you're ranting about something you're worried about, and you're missing this out. You're missing one very simple thing: enjoying a yummy smoothie. So if you're going to really worry about anything, teach yourself this. Teach yourself the art of being in this moment. Make that your life priority. Live now. Learn to live now. Learn to appreciate everything. Go look at the mirror and just appreciate your body. Appreciate yourself. Appreciate the hair you have on your head. Appreciate your eyes that you can see. Just appreciate yourself, everything you have, whether you like it or you don't like it, because it could be worse. Just appreciate it. Appreciate your home. Appreciate your friends. Appreciate the fact that you can pick up the phone and call somebody you love, and you can talk to them on the phone, and appreciate that, that you have that ability, that you can do it. Simple things. Get into the habit of really appreciating simple things. Enjoy your simple stuff, no matter how simple they are. Appreciate the fact that you go open up your closet and you have 50 different dresses or shirts as opposed to two. And you can go through them, even though you're tired of them, you looked at them for, but you can go through them and choose which one you like. You have that choice. You have that option. Even that, enjoy it. Go to the mall and walk around and buy yourself a pair of shoes and really enjoy the process. Even if you're driving somewhere and it's going to take you 3 hours to get to it, instead of the whole time thinking about when am I going to arrive, when am I going to arrive, enjoy that process of driving to get to the place. Enjoy that process instead of the goal, getting to the goal, and being focused on when am I going to get there, when am I going to get there. You catch yourself that your mind is doing this, and just enjoy, and you're tired and you're a little bit, you know, agitated, whatever. Enjoy those moments of even being tired, being agitated. Even enjoy those moments of being in the traffic. Learn enjoying the process rather than getting to the goal, getting to the point. And then slowly, as you're incorporating this in your life, you begin to see that you are here more and more. And you begin to really see the miracles that are happening around you and the miracles of life, because the miracles of life are happening here. They're happening in this moment. They're not happening in the past, not in the future. They're happening right now. Enjoy that. And you start to see it. And what happens is you start to see that life is very rich. You start to see the richness of it. It's very full. And it's not predictable. It's very unpredictable. And it changes. And it's not the same. It recreates itself all the time. And you begin to see things that, even though you know you're at your own apartment, you're at your house, you begin to see things you haven't seen. You begin to see things in your partner you haven't seen. You begin to see things in your friends you haven't seen, because you're here. You're living here and here in this moment. And all of a sudden, there is an underlying current of freshness that you begin to experience. And you see that nothing is the same. It's changing. And you start to experience. It takes a little bit of time and practice, because we've been conditioned and our minds been twisted to live in the past or project into the future. That's part of our conditioning. And now we're to unclutch from that lifetime conditioning. And few people on this planet, they've done it. And so if other people have done it, we can do it too. That's a great indication. I'm glad I'm not the first person who's going to have to do it, because then I can have these doubts whether I can do it or not. But since there's been other people who've done it and they've paved the road far out, it's great. Oh, they have done that. So then I can do it too. And guess what? You get an opportunity every moment of your life to exercise that. Every moment of our lives, we get a chance to exercise. And you don't want to beat yourself up. If you get caught into the world of the mind, the Maya, it's okay. When you remember, you're back. You're back here again. And don't beat yourself up. It doesn't matter what you've done in your past. The past is the past. It's gone. But you're here. So you get to practice this and be fresh with it in this moment. It's not really that difficult. It just requires attentiveness, being attentive. It requires a few adjustments to make. And one of the adjustments is that you start viewing your mind and your thought process as just an object. It's a radio station that is playing music, or it's reporting whatever is happening. And you just view it that way, that you're not it. So it doesn't matter what is going on there. You don't pay much attention to it. So then you're here, whatever here is. And you begin to bring your attention to very simple things of your life. The process of making a salad, you're making a salad, and the process of eating it, and the process of washing the dishes, simple things. And then you will see the quality of everything starts to change, and you really begin to enjoy very simple things. And you will see, oh my God, I never thought that something so simple could be so enjoyable. I thought I have to go spend a lot of money to do something very exotic to enjoy. But now I'm just enjoying a very simple thing, and I'm loving it. Thank you for joining me. It's nice having you once again. Lots of love. Namaste. God bless you.